I was briefed about this discovery and surprised to learn that there were any government records that were taken there to that office. But I don't know what's in the documents. My lawyers have not suggested I ask what documents they were. I've turned over the boxes. They've turned over the boxes to the archives. And we're cooperating fully with the review, and which I hope will be finished soon.
Why is it that all the way back to 2017, when these documents, at least some of them, had their birth with Vice President, then Vice President Biden, now President Biden, why is it that those documents were allowed to go out into an environment where they weren't secured? Why is it that the National Archives wasn't asking back in 2017 or 2018, where are these classified documents? That's what should have happened there. That's probably what should have happened from the get-go with former President Trump. It is clear that President Trump, former President Trump, is now the subject of a criminal investigation by the special counsel, Jack Smith. The prosecutor there, like prosecutors in every case, will have to prove that the president, the former President Trump, knew what he was doing was wrong. It was a knowing violation of the law. The current U.S. attorney in Chicago, a Trump holdover, will be looking at the same issue. Did then Vice President Biden, current President Biden, know what he was doing was in violation of the law, or, as the White House seems to be arguing, was this an inadvertence, at worst, a reckless act by not carefully putting these documents in a secure location?